comes your way. First thing, General Piazza just informed everybody that they are recording the meeting. Also, I want to add to General in regard to the meeting minutes. I send out the meeting minutes after the project meeting. This is normal routine. If anybody has comments or anything to add, you're supposed to read the minutes, email me the comments, and they get revised and added to the minutes. So that's been the same practice for every job, so there shouldn't be no confusion with that. So.
Well, there's no confusion with the Savin minutes. The confusion is with the Piazza minutes.
Yes.
Why do we get those, and why do they exist?
I don't know.
If they're not official, then if Piazza can, the way they run their company is on them, but they shouldn't be distributed to this group. Not official.
I'll take that up with Nick then when I get back. Sure. No problem.
And just because it adds confusion, not for any other reason.
And then if you have comments, you know, from my meeting minutes, just send them to me and I have no problem. You know, obviously I'll look it over and, you know, adding them to the minutes. So it's pretty straightforward. Correct.
No, the one that's Tom. Michael. Oh, gotcha. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
All right. First topic is the construction schedule. At the last meeting, Piazza submitted schedule update number 10 on 331, which shows February 2024 completion for academic building and May 2024 completion for a community building. This schedule has not been accepted, and Piazza scheduler is currently working with Reverso to revise.
Okay, I'd like to add to that.
That was 2 weeks ago, though. Oh, what's happened since then?
Well, I'd like to add, yesterday we did have, as you guys may be aware, we had a prime construction meeting, a schedule meeting, and we discussed revising the schedule, which Stuart is working on. And once he revises it, he'll be sending it out. And after that, we're probably going to be scheduling a construction meeting with the design team and everybody else.
Are you speaking on behalf of Twelfth Electric?
Well, that's what happened yesterday. Yes, Twelfth Electric and
okay.
I don't want to say Piazza also, but that's what happened yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
The schedule is being revised.
And
J&M. And J&M, correct.
All right, so we need a realistic, coordinated schedule from everybody in order to process your payment apps going forward.
Okay.
And it's not just that your durations are in there.
Okay, now when you say realistic to whose opinion?
To your opinion.
Okay.
You want to see what your schedule is.
Okay, well, as of right now, the schedule, like it said in the minutes, it's February 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And it's saying this is not accepted. So that's our realistic schedule.
Look, if you put a coordinated schedule together, mm-hmm. we're going to accept it as a coordinated schedule. We're not going to agree to that completion date.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
But we need, to administer the job, we need a realistic schedule that matches.
Okay.
And unlike earlier schedules, you shouldn't just have your durations. It should have your activities that can happen at that time. Meaning, if it requires the building to be weathertight, those activities are after the building is weathertight. If it requires the painting to be done before you put switchblades on, painting's got to be before switchblades. Do we understand each other?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, great.
Let's get the logic of the trades being complete.
That's right. You've got to look at the schedule. Coordinate your work with the work of other contractors. You can't coordinate their work. We get that.
Yeah.
But the logic.
The logic. Understood.
The logic has to be complete.
Correct. Correct. Always. It's got to follow a certain logic.
Because earlier schedules did not have that.
Okay.
Even right, with some of the general construction trades.
Just one thing, though. Is Piazza agreeing with what Jose is saying?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I heard Jose told me.
Right. I heard Jose saying something, but he doesn't.
Well, it was a schedule meeting.
You understand that, but I want to
hear. But no one from Piazza is saying that.
Yeah, nobody. We understand why you guys had a meeting, and that's fine. We appreciate you informing us. You know, we appreciate that. But is Piazza agreeing that there's going to be a new schedule and it's going to be revised and all that?
That is correct. They had a meeting with the Primes yesterday.
Awesome.
With Stu, with Nick, and Michael Orphees.
And it's going to show accurately where we are and where we're going and how we're going to get there.
That's correct.
Okay, so do we know when we're getting this revised schedule?
We don't have a date for that yet, but he's working on it. Stuart is working on it.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I think your April payments and those ones that are pending.
No, March just went in.
Yeah, we're not holding March for this.
I don't have pencils yet.
April, we just got one pencil at the moment.
Okay, yeah. So it's the April rec where this needs to be over the finish line for us to sign off. That's been a contract requirement for the whole duration. We haven't enforced it because of other crap. Now it's going to be enforced.
Okay. Now, the latest schedule I have was dated April 1st.
Number 10.
Yeah.
Okay,
correct.
That's cool.
But it's for March.
Okay.
And I don't believe it had the logic work out.
Okay, anything else on the construction schedule? Next topic, field coordination. Some of this stuff might already be completed, but I'm going to go down the list anyway. Fourth floor deck to be poured today, 412, and tomorrow, 413. That was taken care of. Obviously, everyone knows that the deck over the cafeteria has not been poured yet. Piazza stated steel erection at community building was to begin in around the week of 4/17. It has been moved to the following week of 4/24, which I believe is this week, and I do not see any steel erection happening.
What's the update on that?
Probably pushed out another week or so.
I'm sorry?
Oh, another week or so.
Hey,
I think it's pushed out another week or so.
Hey, Dave. A second in the trailer, please.
I
have some things.
Relocation of the gas line by Con Ed was complete. Piazza started to continue their drainage work this week. We got a little hit. There's an existing 1-inch line that Savin's currently working to have addressed, so then Piazza can continue their drainage of going across the street.
Be real, it's not a hit. It's been there from day one.
Yes.
So, nobody wants to deal with it.
But Savin's addressing it, and we're currently, I believe that work's going to take place early next week.
I think it's scheduled for
Tuesday, right?
Tuesday. So, parking will be limited in the front there.
It's nothing new around here, so. Business as usual.
Installation of CMU walls in basement still ongoing. I believe at this point we're pretty much complete in the basement. I think at the moment we're working on the elevator pit and then stairwell probably to follow.
That's
correct.
Assume.
Okay.
Elevator shaft.
Yes. At this point, it is.
Yeah.
Deck installation above cafeteria for all floors is still ongoing. Second floor deck and pour stop should be completed. That was last week or 2 weeks ago. We're finalizing the second floor deck as we speak. At the moment, we're planning on pouring that part over the cafeteria tomorrow.
What about the rest? 3, 4. And then roof got thrown in there somehow today. What's happening with that?
You're asking me?
Yes.
So hopefully Monday, Tuesday latest, we'll pour third floor. And soon after that, by the end of next week, we should be pouring fourth floor. We were trying to squeeze the roof in with one of these pours, with one of the next pours.
So 3 or 4 or 2 and 3?
2 is going to be poured tomorrow.
The roof. You're tying the roof in one more before. Not tomorrow?
Not tomorrow.
Okay.
I think it's a little too soon.
Absolutely.
That's the done slab you're talking about, right?
Correct. Or, yeah, slab on the rooftop. There's a big one up there.
Piazza to advise when decking will be completed and ready for inspection. We have the inspector on site at the moment, finalizing the second floor deck. Continue framing first floor.
Oh, and Chris, just related to that, yep. I had a brief discussion with him. He's got some steel comments. I don't know if you went over it with you already.
Him who? Yep,
absolutely.
Tectonic.
Steel. Yeah, he's told everybody already. All right,
so just so
that here. Column line 15-2? Yes.
Yeah, the stiffeners that were cut, and then some bolting before deck. Good.
Continue framing first floor. Begin layout of second floor on 418 and third floor Z clips and layout has started. So at the moment we are doing layout of second floor.
No.
Third floor.
He's not doing layout on second.
I mean, we're framing second floor. Layout on third floor. I apologize. Sorry.
Yeah, there's two guys on the second floor.
And we're also off on the roof framing the parapet.
Correct.
You want to run through your framing 2 week look ahead to see where it's going?
Basically, Chris just mentioned it. Let's see. Second floor, keep working on second floor, move up to third floor. Roof parapet should be complete by tomorrow. Dense glass, ready for the roofer to start putting his dense deck down.
When's the roofer coming?
He's scheduled to come tomorrow.
Okay.
So I think schedule update 10 shows building weather type on August 28th. Is that date moved forward? Do we know?
I don't know.
Okay.
Roughly.
28th. Seems like a long time, given that your roof is starting tomorrow. If we're not going to be weather tight for another 4 months.
I think that weather tight date is for exterior walls also.
Yep.
Yeah. But I agree.
Did I hear roofing starting tomorrow?
Yes.
The roofer was going to be here tomorrow. That's what I heard.
Kitchen underground piping and new domestic water line to begin. That was 2 weeks ago. Lombardo and Piazza to coordinate water line installation. I believe most of the underground at the kitchen is complete. We got stone there. Looks like we're ready for a slab on grade in that section soon.
Hold on. What's happening with the water line, the new water line? I saw some emails from Lombardo this morning. The permit needs to be renewed again. Is that on the radar to get done, or?
Yep, they're working their way out of the cafeteria, and when we back ourselves out of the loading dock wall area, we'll have that scheduled ahead of time.
Okay.
For the 4-inch
water line. The site works is going to renew that permit again.
Yes, they're well aware of it.
J&M continuing installation of duct and hot water piping first to second floor. I believe we're up to the third floor also. You got sleeves going in. Tall continue roughing all areas where available. Lombardo continue welding of gas piping in basement. They're also doing storm piping on every floor. Roof drains already starting to tie in. Fireproofing is to begin. That would be this week. When's the new date for the fireproofing?
I don't have an update.
Well, it's not this week or next week.
No, and I think that John mentioned to you in the last meeting that he was going to start the fireproofing after the roof is done. That was his comment.
Are you saying that's what you're going to do?
No, I'm just saying that was his comment last week. I don't know why he's fireproofing to begin in 2 weeks is in this minute.
Because we had a pre-installation meeting based on the fact that you were starting.
Correct, that you were starting in 2 weeks. I just remembered that's what he's saying.
That's why it's in there.
That's all.
So, yeah, it's not relevant today, and I don't think it was relevant then, but that's why it's in the meeting.
Okay. So what is the answer to it? How many weeks?
They don't know.
Well, see, the roof was coming tomorrow, and according to John's statement from 2 weeks ago that Gus reiterated, is that he's not going to do fireproofing until he's got the roof on. So whenever that end date is on the revised schedule that we get sometime in the near future. Is that vague enough?
Sound like common sense, sure.
I think people are looking for dates. So as soon as they get us a revised schedule, then they can follow those dates.
And in regards to the fireproofing, we also have a pre-installation meeting coming up, correct?
That wasn't scheduled.
It wasn't scheduled. No one got back to me.
I said it was coming up. We'll have to schedule that.
Still coming up.
Soon.
Still coming up. Okay, cool.
Is there anything I didn't cover in regards to field coordination where people are working?
I have a question about retaining walls on the front. Like they're done on one side of the building, they're not done on the other side of the building. We have conduit and stuff going through there. It looks like it's all backfilled now. How's that going to happen? The foundations were mostly done here.
So the front retaining wall, that's what you talk about, the opposite side?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was I'm not going to speak for Tolt, but I believe they inspected and those pipes, it was waterproof. We filled that hole in just for safety, so no one falls into that hole. But the that's on the list, the retaining wall.
It's not going to be forgotten.
Absolutely not. I mean, not with the planter walls, I'll find either. I'm okay. If we forget about it, that'd be a big punch list item.
Well,
you have just, it gets all out of sequence, and I don't know how you can make the masonry and stonework with that whole foundation stuff. Those walls are quiet.
Mike, you have an approximate?
Because you need to get your sleeve in so that you can run those conduits to the pole so Con Ed can come and do the transformers so we can get power to the building.
Well, that's not going to hold the power to the building. I'm well aware of what has to happen over that answer.
Okay, we're just looking for dates here.
I don't have that date when I'm doing the wall.
I mean, Artie's right there. Maybe he can give it to us.
No, I guarantee he can't give it to you.
Excuse me?
I'm not sure why you're here. Maybe you can add to the conversation.
You're not sure why I'm here?
Right.
Well, I'm here to participate.
Great.
Want me to leave?
No, not at all. Well, maybe you could help us figure it out.
Maybe. You want to know?
The retaining wall over by the service, electrical service.
Yeah, one side of the building has a retaining wall for the fence. The other side doesn't.
Talking about academic building?
Yes.
Yeah.
On what? McLean side? Lawrence?
Lawrence side. By where the service
retaining
is.
Retaining wall outside the building, right?
Yeah.
You need that done.
Well, we're just curious as to why it's not done. Everything else is done. The other side was done.
Is it holding anything up? Well, we'll get it done.
Okay. I think everybody's just looking for a date because there's some electrical work that needs to be coordinated.
You guys need to coordinate and then come back to us for the date so we're aware.
Okay. We could start that. Next week I know he's busy pouring a couple of decks. I'll talk to Jeff and we'll get that.
I believe we began to excavate to do that wall and then we backfilled it again because someone had to bring their boom or the pump truck was going right there, so we backfilled it again. We were in the process of about to do it, but
right,
then we poured
we'll
concrete.
I'll give Mike a date.
Okay, great.
Coordination drawings, next topic. At the last meeting, all contractors were to upload final coordination drawings to Samil Exchange. I know I saw Talt submitting a bunch of items this morning. KG&D currently finalizing community building first floor plan. Basement was uploaded to Samil Exchange on 3/29 as bulletin number 10. First floor review to be finalized at stage area. Brian, how's that looking?
Still waiting for Rick Williams.
No problem.
Everything else from the first sketch we sent months ago still applies.
Kitchen area duct shaft and wall conflicts was finalized and ASK 8 was issued on 4/11. KGD stated that a meeting was held with Piazza on 3/8 to review academic building changes per bulletin number 9, and nothing has been received from Piazza to date, and that still is the same.
got a very vague and general letter, but there's no details provided.
Any issues with the coordination drawings and actual work taking place? So far, I think stuff's going in where it's supposed to for the most part.
For the most part.
Yes?
And I'll buy you.
I haven't had any real big issues.
So far, we haven't had any big problems with this.
Right.
We wanted to see, did you talk about that sprinkler line in the basement?
Kind of did, but not much. Yeah. I guess we can hit that with the J&M and the sprinkler guy after, I guess.
Okay.
Because it's more related to ductwork than anything else. But yeah.
No, but other than that, I agree. Looks like things are falling into place.
The gist of it is that they want to see that sprinkler line in the basement on the west side, no, east side, can be raised halfway down the corridor to get more height. I don't think you have a lot of ductwork down there. It's more on this side that go across. Yeah, but it's in the hallway. Let's just look at it. If we can, great. If we can't, we'll stay as is.
Measure situation. Everyone else goes in. Then
correct. I think that's
up
what.
Up and around. And
it's in the basement.
That's what Lombardo's thought was too. So wait till after and address it then.
That's where we don't throw tons of duct out.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't fit.
Yeah. No.
AKA shelters for the homeless.
Hey, at least it's insulated.
Some of it.
Some of it. I'll make sure I get a good piece. Next topic, record documents and daily field reports. Just a reminder, everyone's to put their daily reports with sign-in sheets on submittal exchange. Everyone's caught up, but I just need Tall. You're a couple weeks back.
I was out last week.
No problem at all. You guys are doing great. I appreciate it.
But everybody else is up to speed.
Absolutely. Permit requirements. Just a reminder to provide copies to Savin. I believe at the moment we just talked about the that water line permit that's got to get renewed. I don't know of any other permits at the moment.
Van Cortlandt Cross.
Right.
And that requires a controlled inspection by the city engineer.
Before the backfill.
Before it's blackfilled.
Yeah.
So we need to coordinate that carefully between Piazza, us, and the city.
Next topic is 2-week look ahead. At the moment, everybody's also up to date with 2-week look ahead. Next topic.
I walked in late. Did we go through the 2-week look ahead? Just to see what everyone's doing?
We have not. I kind of mentioned it, what everyone's working on in the during the field coordination, but if we want to go around again and ask everybody, we can.
Well, I think we said that was going to happen at this meeting going forward last time, right?
Yeah. Should we start with Mike, please, or Dave?
Are you ready?
Ready when you are, sir.
Pouring second floor tomorrow over the cafeteria area. Probably third floor the next week, beginning of next week. The end of the following week, fourth floor. On one of those pours, we're going to try and fit the rooftop pour in for the pads. Everyone's up there doing pour stop right now. Final grading and cafeteria, so Tall Electric to run their pipes in the gravel, prepping for the pour. Courtyard staircases will be getting formed out and poured up sometime within the next 2 weeks. Basically what we're doing is work from the courtyard, cafeteria area from the courtyard out towards McLean. And that will be the time we get the 4-inch domestic water. I'll coordinate all that with Site Works for the permits. And do that work. We'll be work our way out of the cafeteria. Continue framing on third floor. Roof framing is about 80% done now. We're close with parapets. roofer starting on Monday. He'll be here tomorrow with a couple men, unloading his propane, and getting ready. They might start loading their Denzac that's out here. So, got a lot coming up the next 2 weeks. That's all I got.
And you got Mason, you got the Masons in the elevator pit, right?
Yep. Yeah, Masons are still on site. They haven't left.
Okay. That answers my question.
And we're not going to see steel in the next 2 weeks on the community building.
Again, that was pushed off, like I said earlier. It was supposed to be this week, possibly next week.
Nancy, have we sent inspections to go look at the steel?
A long time. They haven't requested any. They normally request it. And,
yeah.
Steel plug UT inspections, but it's been all done. So
that steel was signed off? Okay.
Is there an issue there? No.
Don't know. I'm just making sure we're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Well, we're going to invoice for it. It's going to be inspected, so.
Lombardo, what do you got going on next 2 weeks?
Storm drain piping on the fourth floor. Setting roof drains on the roof, academic building. Domestic water piping on second floor. Sleeves and inserts on second, third, and fourth above the cafeteria before they pour. And we have a big focus today on roof penetrations. The opposite, near the roofers coming.
Thank you, sir.
Mike, just correct me if I'm wrong. This is just a temporary roof, right? That they're going to start? Or is it going to be the permanent?
Well, it's permanent. First layer is Denzec, then a water, then his rolled out paper, and insulation. So he's got to start somewhere.
Okay.
So it's permanent material going down, not to be removed again.
So it has to be protected in between?
Correct. That's why he has got his propane coming tomorrow. He's got to put down the rollout, the water vapor barrier on top of the Denzec.
What area is he working from and to?
He's going to start from the sixth line, working towards the plane.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, they cut you off. What else you got going for PC plumbing? This guy's your sub, right?
Yes.
What's he doing?
Sprinkler piping.
He's been doing some sprinkler pipe hangers in the basement, first floor. And I saw him up on the second floor also.
He's got some of the classroom pipes in too.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of the branch piping.
Yeah, just missing his mains.
Can I ask, why aren't you installing the mains? Last week's meeting, we were encouraged not to, so they put sheetrock up. And fireproof walls.
In the corridors.
In the corridor.
Everybody's been most kept out of the corridors. Electricians.
Can you share those red line drawings with the sprinkler guy, Mike?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mike.
They should have one. Okay. So Lombardo can, it's his sub.
Okay.
He can forward it to him.
We got J&M holding off on the hallways. We got Lombardo holding off on the hallways. So it's everybody's, we're not just holding the sprinkler off.
I see the plumbing is installed, the ductworks are installed.
They got a red line, they have a certain area where they don't go past. And most of that leads towards the hallways there.
Is that holding you up?
It's a big delay. I've never seen anything like it done before. That's 80% of the job is the mains and the time. It's not cost effective for us. We're going to have to come back. I don't know if there's going to be tickets or how they want to handle that, but it's a huge delay to us.
Well, that's with Lombardo. That's a conversation for this table.
Yeah.
Gotcha. There's a schedule, so you have to abide by the schedule. So discuss it with Lombardo.
Tall Electric, what you got going on?
We're
going
to continue roughing on all areas. We received back boxes yesterday for the panels, so we're going to be installing the panels and dropping in our feeds. Continue with the fire alarm. And as Mike had stated earlier, we're going to do the underground at the cafeteria.
For the third time.
You going to fix those conduits?
Yeah, there's broken conduits again that came up yesterday. So we have pictures, so we're going to be sending it all in.
What is that?
There's more broken conduits that were discovered yesterday.
In the cafeteria.
Yeah. So I'll send in the pictures.
I have them. I don't need them.
I don't think you have all of them. The earlier ones.
Excuse me.
As long as they get
it. Excuse me.
That's all you got, right?
Yeah.
J&M, what you got?
Got ductwork, hot water piping, refrigeration piping, condensate piping, roof curbs. I'd like to put the roof curbs, like to install them. Or are they getting blocked? Does anyone know?
May I look at the drawings? Roof drawings.
Why don't you look?
It's not my job.
It just came up.
Yeah, you just got some roof curbs delivered this week, I believe, right?
I think it was last week.
Or was it?
You got some stuff that
I was just looking at it. I asked my shop, do we have EF5's roof curb? They said, no, I just saw it.
It's dependent on where it is on the roof and what the height is. So we got to look at where it is and what the height is. Because Watsky is very specific on what he wants.
Okay.
Temperature
control, low voltage wiring, conduit for that. And my doghouse curbs, I'd like to get them all installed up on the roof.
Speaking of roof doghouse curbs, you only have two up there? I was going to say, because I talked to Greg yesterday, and he's like, I only have two penetrations on the roof. I'm like, there's no way.
No, that was for the ERUOs.
Okay, I meant the whole roof.
The whole roof.
You have way more than two, yes. Okay, good. We're on the same page then.
The 18.
All right. Yes. I feel better now.
Better than you said.
Mm-hmm. So you're working on everything. Good.
Yes. So that covers everybody for that. Next topic is construction observations. At the last meeting, Sabin emailed Piazza on 4-4 regarding concrete remediation at doorway SA1A in the academic building. Piazza to reply and provide photos of the repair method. Rebar coverage for brick shelf along column line 6 was previously responded to.
Brian, I sent you those photos for that doorway.
Right.
They only did the sides of the door.
They didn't overcut underneath it?
No. Right, Mike? It was just the sides? That's all the picture showed.
Yeah. This is old news. We cut down. You said you were going to take a look at it.
Right. We're discussing it again.
Correct.
We just have to.
Do that.
And
go
then.
For it.
I thought we wanted rebar coverage, so I thought it was overcut all sides and patch back. So it was just the jams that were cut back and repatched.
Yes.
Now we get rebar coverage down here. From the
okay, so the bond's going to be done.
Depending on how far the rebar is below it.
Given that you've cut it down already, I assume it's you've cut the rebar at this point.
Well, there wouldn't be any rebar when it's cut out. It's a walkthrough now. What's below the concrete? So we'd have to go back and look at the rebar shop drawings and see at what level the rebar would be.
Yeah.
I had this conversation months ago with Brian. So I'll have SiteWorks take a look at it, see what elevation.
Otherwise, it's right under a door sill. It's going to rust. It's going to be a problem.
And the next item was Talt's conduits that we already talked about. Anything new on construction observations? Next topic, submittals. Sabin will continue to send list of all primes of pending submittals. I have that right here. So after the meeting, I'll send that out to everybody. You still got a few. Talt has a couple. Piazza's got a bunch. J&M and Lombardo are good. I've been working with Piazza to finalize everything, so we're getting there.
Thank you.
I'm going to throw this in here. I don't know if it belongs here, but the metal panel mock-up is done?
Yes.
So can you guys take a look at that? I know, Brian, they were in the middle of it when we were here last week. So.
Yep. We will.
For the record, submittal should have been all completed by all primes, which is causing a delay in the future by the primes for not completing the submittal process.
I don't know if we discussed it here, but we had heard of supply chain issues with several materials. Has any of that been confirmed? Some of it was going to require resubmittal?
We haven't heard anything from anyone on that. So I don't know if that's the case anymore.
The only thing I have is DFDs. DFDs are impossible to get right now.
Mm-hmm. So are you expecting them to be late? You are? Can you provide us when they were ordered?
They're 20 weeks.
Okay. They were ordered 25 weeks ago, or?
Roughly.
Well, if we have supply chain issues, we need to know what it is, when it's expected, and prove to us when it was ordered.
Okay, what I do in situations like this is, if we can help. I get proactive and I try and find them elsewhere, which I'm doing.
Good. I'm just saying that.
Yep.
Manufacturers' reps often talk to architects and engineers and they tell us stuff. And when they tell us stuff that's wrong, we like to call them out on it. Let's say you got to make this show up. You specified your stuff, get it here. All right? So that's why we want the information.
Still on submittals. Brian, I just got two submittals at the moment in for you. That's a sheet metal flashing shop drawing and a product data for stone anchor system for masonry veneer.
Yep, I just need time to look at the roofing ones.
No problem.
And those, the rest of the kitchen ones will be back.
They just resubmitted a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, the kitchen ones will be back.
Yeah.
I got a few back today. Already
yeah.
this
yep.
morning.
There's like
Thank
four
you.
More.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hot, right?
A lot of hot air in here.
Anything else?
How's your office?
Anything else on submittals?
Same.
Well, I think if there's any submittals related to health suite, let's make sure they're all buttoned up because we expect that to be approved next Wednesday at the school board meeting.
Excellent.
And it's going to be a full go. So let's get all those submittals buttoned.
You hear that?
I don't think there was anything at all.
It looks like they don't appear.
I think that was specced out. Mm-hmm. The drawing was everything that was already submitted
previously, right?
Yeah. Fine. There was some question on casework from Piazza. Somebody was holding something. And, so let's just get it all done because 99.9% sure that's happening.
I think it was sprinkler units and then millwork, but we don't even know what now.
That's military.
All right, yeah, very
Thank you.
Okay.
Next topic is RFIs. So for the ones pending that are on this list that are from the last meeting are 177, 184, and 185.
Are done.
Are still open. We do have five new RFIs, which is 191. That's the 2-inch pipe at right over here for Van Cortlandt Park. 196 says something color. I'm not sure what that is. 199 community building line 6 and 7 post offset. 201, roof concrete pad increase in size affecting the roof drain locations.
That's a big one. Can we look at that one quickly?
Yeah.
And AB roof post railing deviation.
Okay.
What's that, 202?
That is 202.
I think Brian and Mike looked at that, and he said it was going to be okay, but he's submitting it formally, I think, at this point.
Okay.
Is that the one?
Is that one?
Mm-hmm. No. I think that's the one you guys looked at last week. You had the sketch in your hand?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's what we're doing.
I think that's the one. I don't know.
Did you guys submit it formally, David? I believe that. They might have done it today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What, 202?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check it.
Who uploads them? Is it Dave?
Yes, I'm guilty.
Okay.
I do also, depending on what
yes.
it is.
Okay, just wondering.
We also got Talt RFI, if that's what you were going to bring up.
I was, well, yeah. Yes and no. Brian had met with Al in the field for some mounting heights for the TVs.
And Al, I think the plan for Al was he was going to do the far east classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then we would do another walkthrough.
Okay. I spoke to him prior to the meeting, but he said he was waiting for some heights for TV mounts.
Mm-hmm. I think we were also, trying to see what the district was using.
Right.
Yeah. And also for the quarters, I guess there's some TV mounts.
There was like
quarters.
A solar panel mount. That
That's the RFI.
Mm-hmm. It looks like BGA responded. It just got to get pushed through. For the mounting heights.
Architects
like to answer.
Yeah. That would owner and architects.
Which is why they RFI'd it in the first place. That's what the drawings
Those notes are all over the drawings.
That's the right answer.
Every outlet.
Engineering in this, I get it.
Prior to installation, check with architect and owner.
Next topic is new items. So from the last meeting, Savin reminded all contractors that they're responsible for daily building cleanup. It's still messy out there, but you guys have been doing it, so thank you for that. But we still gotta, it's like an everyday thing.
They have.
I've seen every single contractor, and I'm not sticking up for them because I like them and I don't like them, but I have seen everybody clean.
Mm-hmm.
They can still do more, yes. But they have done something.
Really good. The clean job is a quality job.
KG&D still reviewing Piazza's claim to MEP cost increase for elevator substitution from Otis to Schindler. I believe that's still ongoing at the moment.
As far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Elevator MEP COs to be issued.
Yep.
Got that. So I believe those all got sent your way, so sign them and... we'll get those processed. Piazza still to send proposal for the 12 Radford drainage. Sketch was sent out on 3-8. We still haven't received that. And I believe, since we're talking about drainage, Brian also requested a roof leader tie-in for the church that we emailed Piazza asking for. So we'll need a PCO for that as well.
I think it's a temp and permanent.
Correct.
Solution.
You got that email?
I did. Right. Yep, I saw it. I'm going to do the brown color sand to match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first I just want something temporary, just so when I just get a piece of corrugated hose.
And
trying to get it away from the church a little.
And Piazza requested a COP meeting. To date, Savin has replied to all outstanding COPs. Piazza is to respond to Savin and KG&D to review. So basically, Savin reviewed the change orders and we had a couple comments. Piazza was to respond to those comments. And once we get those comments, then we'll have time to review and then we could schedule a meeting. The next project meeting is scheduled for May 10th. And at this point, I'll go around now. If anybody has anything to add, they can do so. Mike, you got anything for us?
No, thank
you. Gus?
No, thank you.
Joe?
Not right now.
Fran?
No, thank you.
Dave?
the discussion with the enlarging of the pad at the roof and the drain locations are critical.
That's the RFI 201?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else, Dave?
No, that's all. Thanks.
Sir. When do you need that answer by?
Looking to start roofing, we need drain locations. Sooner the better.
ASAP. Mike, got anything?
Yeah, also with the roof, the solar panel vendor.
Yeah.
Does he have everything that you guys need for penetration?
He was out here, what was it, Thursday last week?
I remember seeing him here, but are you guys all set for pop-ups, penetrations?
Yes, he spoke to Al and they got...
Are you doing his penetrations for him?
Isn't that many penetrations.
I know,
but yes.
Okay, that answers that.
Okay, are we waiting on drawings from anybody for that?
No. I actually forwarded you the shop drawings for that.
Yeah. I'm going to piggyback after Mike is done on that.
Okay.
I think Mike's done on that.
I was going to say, how about you piggyback right now?
Okay, so back to your solar panel
configuration.
They have a green, like, I don't know what it is, a border around the whole area. But it's going to impact the new curb that we're going to put up there. And I don't know if that's critical for your solar panel layout.
Well, the way it was laid out was per the old curb.
No. I'm not talking about the solar panels themselves. Okay. But whatever border they feel that they need.
Walkway pads? I think it's just like
the walkway pads?
Yeah. Right. No, it's not the walkway pads. No. That's
is it just
different.
The line on the drawings?
It's the green outline on your
drawings.
I'll have
to take a look to see what it is.
Yeah, it's almost like he was looking for this as a perimeter around the whole roof, and there's no way he's going to get it.
I'll have to take a look.
Okay.
Mike, you have anything else?
Just a quick. And this is because of the new layout?
No, it's because this is what he's expecting on the roof.
Okay.
But it's not realistic to what's going to be on that roof.
Okay.
Even with the smaller pad, he wouldn't have been able to achieve what he was looking for.
Okay. We'll have to take a look at that. Because that layout
I'll shoot you an email. I'm pointing that out to you.
Okay. We'll take a look at that.
Sure.
I'm good, Chris.
Thank you, sir. Russ, you got anything?
No, nothing for her. Thank you.
Michael? Nancy?
Yes. Can we just put some protection up? I spoke to you about this yesterday. Second floor when you pour against that building, 117.
Yeah, I spoke to...
And then the same will apply to the upper floors.
Correct. I spoke to SiteWorks about that after we spoke, and he said he's on it.
Okay. Good.
Anything else, Nance?
Nope.
Jim, you got anything?
That's it for now, thanks.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Rob,
did you have anything? Thank you, sir. We'll keep you updated and when we can run those mains.
Well, that's Mike's job.
Yeah. Just kind of. Nick, you got anything?
No.
Paul?
Oh, good.
Thank you, sir. Brian?
Nope.
Thanks. Jose?
A couple of things. Just going back to what Dave was saying. So the solar drawings or the solar design was outsourced. It wasn't done by BGA. So I'm not sure if that portion was coordinated with the rest of the project.
It
should have been.
Exactly.
It should have been, but I'm saying they did not design it. It was designed by somebody else.
Yeah, but it's in the contract drawing, so it's coordinated with the rest of it.
Okay, so if she's saying it's no way it's going to fit now and it wasn't going to fit earlier, so how was it coordinated?
Well, we're going to look at it, and then if there's an issue, we'll go back to it. Okay, but
to add to your point, it looks like the solar panels were less than they were original up there in terms of total. It's not the solar panels that it's the question. It's whatever he had.
This green line going around.
Let's just
okay,
look at
we'll
it.
Take a look at that. Okay.
Can we do it right after? Because he's got the drawings here. So.
Okay. The ATS pump, the ATS for the fire pump, can we get that on site from Lombardo?
I'm sorry.
The automatic transfer switch for the fire pump, if you guys have it, if you could bring it.
Yeah, I'll talk to Ron today.
Okay, great. That's it.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to go back to project schedule. My understanding, there was a meeting yesterday regarding project schedule.
Yes, tomorrow.
Do we know when we're getting the project schedule?
No, actually, Dave was in that meeting, but they are, Stuart is working on it.
Stuart is working on it. I was at that meeting. Stuart is working on it. So we don't... From when we left the meeting yesterday, he didn't have
they
a date. He's going to be working on it.
Oh, gotcha.
We did talk about curriculum, and we let him know that it just needs to be coordinated, and that logic needs to be legit before we're going to sign off on April's pay.
Okay.
Everybody's payments.
All four fronts. Okay.
All right, everybody. That's it. Thank you very much.
Wait. You guys, not everyone.
Oh.
Get away.
Everybody stop.